Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's business, yeah.
Again, greetings and peace to our radio listening audience. Thank you for joining us today for the radio broadcast of Imam Jahid Jamal, The Reality of the Creator. And thank you, our things long seem to have been a little prolonged today. Thank you again for listening. And we are bringing to you the continuation of a discussion that we've had now for the last, this is, will be the fourth, our part four of this discussion on life after death in this world and the hereafter. This is part four. We feel the need today to really discuss our circumstances in this world, what's going on, and the fact that we really understand what death is and what life is. Our host for you today is Imam Shahid Jamal. Life after death in this world and the hereafter, Allah revealed a code of life to all his prophets and messengers. Code of life is Allah's revelation. In order to get light from Allah's revelations, you must develop discipline and obedience. People, you can't obey the Almighty God, Allah, without discipline and obedience. Generations of people have been cursed and lost their souls because they didn't have discipline and obedience. When Allah's revelations came to them from the prophets, they rejected them and brought destruction on themselves. Without discipline and obedience, there is no law or order in the life of a human being. Thank you again for joining us. And now, without any further delay, I bring to you our host, speaker, Imam Jahid Jamal.
Good morning and peace be unto you all. We would like to greet in the greetings in Arabic also. It means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. People, before I get started today, first I would like to open with prayer. Life begins with prayer. When we are born in the wombs of our mothers, the first stage of development of the baby in the womb, it's in a fetus, you know, it's, the baby is bent over in the same way that we pray as Muslims. That's the same way the baby is bent over, bowing down in sajda or prostration to the Creator. Everybody, every human being born is born ancestor or prostration to the Creator or submission to His will. And that is a sign that all our life is supposed to be in submission to the will of our Creator. That is a sign. And this prayer is for guidance for all people. Right now, the whole world is in chaos and confusion, destruction, and corruption. And we don't have governments like the United States government or other governments for other people in the world. That's our human family, too. We don't have governments that's working for the people. We have governments that's working against the people. And so, therefore, when the government fails you, who do you turn to? You turn to Almighty God, Allah. This is what happened in the past. So this prayer is for us to seek the guidance of Almighty God, Allah, as human beings, not just as Muslims. We have the same God, the same Creator, no matter whether you accept it, believe it, or you reject it as a Christian or a Jew, or even as a Muslim. Some Muslims call themselves Allah. They say they are Allah in the flesh. So they rejected Allah too, because they know human being God. And a human being can never be a God. Did they create themselves? Even Almighty God, He never created Himself. He always was, and He always will be. He's the creator of creation. He's not creation, so nothing that He created should I ever be compared with Him. So with that said, we will be open with the opening prayer or chapter or surah, which is called chapter. Like in the Bible, it would be called chapter. In the Holy Quran, it would be called surah. And the verses in the Bible, in the Quran, will be called ayats. And both in the Quran and the Holy Bible, ayats means signs, signs. But that said, we are start the prayer off, and we still will say the prayer in Arabic. We are not fluent in the Arabic. I'm not saying that to try to justify myself to anyone, but I'm just saying I like to say the prayer in Arabic the best I can, the opening prayer. And then I'll translate it into English for those who don't understand the Arabic of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We said with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship and thine aid we seek, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose fortune is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Now, today, again, we want to talk about life here in this world, after your death in this world, and life after your death in the grave, after the resurrection and judgment. Now, first of all, we would like to say, as the co-host said, life for the human being is different from other animals. You see, this is what we need to understand first, because most people in the world have confused animal life with human life. And most people in the world, even in religion, they want to be of this world, and they claim they want to be serving Almighty God Allah at the same time. You can't do that. I'll tell you why. Jesus, or Prophet Isa is his name in Arabic, most Christians in this Christian country, they say they follow Christ, right? Well, Christ, Jesus said, I'm in this material world to his followers 2,000 years ago. But he said, I'm not of this world. Now, understand that. What was he saying? That was life after death. What he was saying is that in this material world, it's nothing but death. But in the world unseen of Almighty God, Allah, inside, within us as human beings, that's where your life is. So if you live and understand that the things outside of you lead you to death, and the spirit of Almighty God, Allah, inside of you leads you to eternal life. And Almighty Allah created this material world only to test us anyway, to see which of us would be best in our conduct. We will be judged on the day of judgment by our conduct in this world. You see, this world is only for trial. We are supposed to suffer in this world. We are supposed to go through hardship and difficulties in this world. And the reason for this is because Almighty God, Allah, say this. I might not be saying it verbatim, but inshallah, be the will of Allah, you'll get to just understand what I'm saying. Almighty God, Allah, say he made the suffering, the hardship, the pain, and the difficulties that we go through in this world so that we could gain the reward of joy, ease, comfort, and eternal joy, ease, comfort, and no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. Our reward will be eternal life. So most people in religion, it's giving people the impression that the reward for living a good life is only here in this world. And so most people in religion, Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever you say you are in religion, they are acting like they're already in heaven. They're striving for the material things. Most of them are putting all their attention on the carnal pleasures like sex and drugs and, just gaining material things. And they have totally forgot about what the true purpose of life is, that Almighty God Allah created us as human beings. You see, and we see this. This ain't something that, even if I wasn't a believer in Almighty God, Allah, you see, I would know that something is wrong with this world, the way people are killing people so easily, killing their children, the way that people are living. Men, the government justifying homosexuality. The government justifying lesbianism, women marrying women. Men marrying men. I would know that's not right. You know why? And all the rest of you all would know that's not right. You know why? Because Almighty God, Allah, created the nature of good in all of us. Not only did he create the nature of good in all of us, but he also created the nature in us to be able to distinguish right from wrong. And he created this when he created what's called inside of us intellect, our intelligence. But the intelligence has to be guided by Allah. It can't be guided by the very people who seek to destroy you. You go to their schools. You learn their education. And you think you'll learn being educated, but you're being miseducated. Because why do we say miseducation? You're missing the true education that you was created for. That's to understand the purpose of life that your creator created you for. And that's to live a good life, a righteous life. This is not acquired or learned in school. You have to seek Almighty God Allah for yourself. You have to save yourself. You got people around here calling other people their savior. I was talking to a sister last night, and you know they're getting ready to have the 20th anniversary, I think, or something like that, of the Million Man March 10th. Either way, it doesn't matter what the anniversary is. But she was saying that, you know, the followers of Minister Farrakhan is calling him their savior. And me and her, and she's married to a brother in the nation, and she said she let him know he may be your savior, but he's not my savior. And she was absolutely correct. You got people around here thinking that Jesus, the prophet, who's not even here physically, but his teachings are still here in the Holy Quran. And in the Holy Quran, Jesus, the prophet, the messenger of Allah, the son of Maryam, not the son of our God, Oh, Lord, no. He don't teach people even that he's their Savior. And they're around here talking about he is the Messiah, the Savior, the Savior. No prophet, no messenger of Allah ever taught any human beings on the planet Earth ever since the first human beings been here. They did not teach people that that prophets, men, can save them. They didn't even teach people that angels could save them. Even though angels help us, we got protecting angels that help us. But they can't save us. They can protect us only if we're living right, if we're doing the will of Allah like they are doing the will of Allah, then Allah have given them the permission to protect us. So they protect us when we're doing good. And when we're doing bad, you got angels of punishment that Allah have created. They will bring the punishment, the wrath of Allah on us when we go against the will of Almighty God, Allah, deliberately, intentionally. Just say, ain't no God. I ain't going to worship no God. I ain't never seen God. Show him to me. You got most people, they don't have to say this. They show it in their attitude by the life they live. That they ain't no God. They curse. They just do what they want to do. There's no more respect. When I was being raised up, I'll be 60 soon in another year. If I live to see it, it don't even really matter. But the point, I was born in the 50s. And, you know, that was a period of time where our people, as African-Americans, now I'm just talking about, not all people, we had respect for one another. When we were being treated bad by the so-called white people or Caucasians, and they had us segregated, which means segregation is only separation. They had us separated from them, and they said we was less than they were, and that they were smaller than we were and more superior to us as a human being. So we stuck together because we realized that this is a country ran by white people, so we had to really, so to speak, walk on eggshells. We had to try to be at our best behavior. And the reason we did is because the only ones we had to help us against the cruelty of these so-called white people is Allah, is Almighty God Allah. And, you know, he helped us through slavery. A lot of people think that Abraham Lincoln helped free the slaves. That's a lie. Abraham Lincoln had slaves himself. He only was the president at that time, and he had to help free the slaves so that white people would stop killing each other over the slaves and realize that we both can profit from the slaves in the North and the South. That's the only reason he did that. He said, but other than that, he told them, he said, I don't want to do this. I want to keep my slaves too and profit off of them. So don't think Abraham Lincoln was your savior either. Don't think President John F. Kennedy or Robert F. Kennedy was your savior. Don't think Malcolm X was your savior. Don't think Martin Luther King was your savior. Don't think Imam Yudin Muhammad was your savior. Don't think Elijah Muhammad is your savior. I'm talking to African Americans particularly now. I'll get back to everybody in general, inshallah. But my point, people, is this. You know, when I was out in the streets of Durham, North Carolina, where I'm from, you know, committing crimes before my reversion back to Al-Islam, the natural, true way of life for all human beings, you know, I looked at other people, and I seen what they were doing. And my mother always taught me, think for yourself. Don't follow other people. She said, other people, you follow them, they get you caught up into wrong, you do wrong, you're on your own. They leave you. And even a lot of brothers know this. They go to prison. They don't even get phone calls no more from their so-called friends when they was on the street. They don't even get phone calls, a lot of them, from their family. They just abandon them like they don't exist no more. So even in prison, you have to understand the same thing I'm saying in the physical prison, that the only way you can get out of prison is not them opening up the bars, letting you out. You have to open up your heart and your soul and mind to your Creator and let him free you while you're in prison so you won't keep going back to prison because you're already a prison in your mind. The real prison, people, is in the mind. Free your soul and your mind, you're free. And salvation for the human being is personal. Almighty God Allah, to prove that it's personal, why did Almighty God Allah put some of his divine spirit in our hearts when he created us as human beings? That was so that when we get lost in this corrupt, evil world, we would have some guidance if we would just take our focus off the material things, things you see, and look inside. Look inside for your salvation. Your salvation is yourself. You have to free your own self. And guess what? Now, this is something that a lot of you, you might, you know, wonder about, but you won't have to wonder. I'll explain it to you. Do you know, people, your salvation and your Savior is yourself? We have to free ourself from ourself. Now, I'll explain that. What do I mean? Almighty God, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he say all the good that happens in the life of the human being is from God, him, Allah. And he say all of the evil, all of the harm, the bad that happens in our life, it comes from our own selves. Now, what is Almighty Allah talking about? Our own self bring bad on us? Yes, it do. Your worst enemy is yourself. Now, what self am I talking about? I'm talking about our false self. I'm talking about our carnal self. You know, the real human being, what makes us human is not our carnal self, the body. What makes us human is our soul. Now, we have a fight. Every day, whether we fight the fight or not, the fight still goes on. You just lose. You lose the fight. If you don't fight, you lose, and you will go to hell. The fight we have is against ourselves. The greatest fight we got is against ourselves, our own will, our own false desires. The way we can free ourselves, being our own Savior, is by recognizing that we have a Creator first. We have a Creator, and that He is not only our Creator, but He is our cherisher and sustainer. That He sustains our life like a mother sustains the life of her baby. We all are like babies to our Creator, Allah. And if we don't seek Him and sincerely submit to His will, there's no way we can be protected from our own self-destruction, our own self destroying us. Our self is just like the devil. The devil disobeyed the Creator, Allah. And this is why the devil was cast into a place, a world, him and his followers, the angels, once the jinn, they really jinn, they disobeyed Allah. They didn't want to follow his plan when he said he was going to create mankind. So he was cast into misery, hell, because of his disobedience, him and the jinn spirits that follow him that you can't see. We as people have created a world of hell on this earth because we follow our own selfish, ungodly, evil desires and the evil of this world, the evil things of this world. They cause us to evil. Almighty God, Allah says that the material things and even people, all of these things are nothing but good. We say they're good. You know, you get a woman, you say she's good, the man, he's good. But the man ain't good. The woman ain't good. The material things ain't good. Almighty God, Allah is good. So when we try to ascribe good to things, that includes people, then we're associating false gods with Allah, the true Creator, whom you cannot see. We should understand, if we want to stop this self-destruction in ourselves and try to help stop all this destruction of our children and this world we're living in, we have to understand these facts that I'm bringing to you today. That is that your Savior is yourself. You have to understand that you are not independent.
You are not put here on this earth created to do what you want to do. You're created only for the purpose that all creation was created. That is to worship and to serve your creator. And to worship Allah and to serve Allah means to obey Allah. You can't serve Allah and worship God without obeying him. And most people in religion, and most people prayer to tell you, oh, I believe in God. Yeah, I've been believing in God all my life. I know I couldn't have made it without God. But then you look at their life, and you see they're still following their own will, their own ways. They go to church. They go to the mosque, the Muslim, Christian, the synagogue, the Jew. They leave those places and start practicing oppression on people. Start lying. A lot of them even go to those places and already be intoxicated off drugs. But the greatest drug that they're intoxicated off of, most of them, is a lie. Well, they believe in themselves. They go to church and the mosque and the synagogues, these places, for self-worship and the worship of each other. And now you don't even feel God. Allah, when you go to most churches, masjids, synagogues, places of worship, you don't even feel the spirit of Almighty God in those places. You feel more of the spirit of Almighty God, Allah, when you're out in the general public. You'll meet good people who are sincere. Yeah, you know, homeless people on the street, people they call wino, dope addicts, not trying to justify their sin, but you'll find more of them people. The people that's put down, cast down, that will help you if they see you in need or in anything or hurt quicker than you will these so-called affluent people who got a lot of money, who are in high positions in the government, on these jobs in the corporation, corporative world of America. That is the corporation businesses of the United States. So we have to understand that, you know, we're going to be judged based on our deeds in this world. And, you know, when Almighty God Allah, when he spoke, kun, fayakun, be, and everything in creation came into being, even us. Well, he spoke life into his creation. All in the creation, in the heavens and the earth, you see life. But why you don't see life in people? Because people done disconnected themselves from the universal order and plan and purpose of their creator, because they have what? A limited amount of freedom of will. So as people, we don't have to choose to follow our true nature, which is the nature of all creation. Good, it's good. Most people choose to follow bad. Most people choose to follow themselves, which is equal to bad. So if you want life here and after your death, you have to die to your own desires, carnal desires. Die to your own ways and accept the ways and the will, which is the same thing, of your creator inside of you. Not in a church, not in a temple or mosque, but in you. You're the church. You're the temple, if you want to call yourself that. You're the mosque. And another thing I want to say to people today, a lot of people think, I got to join this church, I got to join this monster temple. No, you don't. To seek God, Allah. Almighty God, Allah, said he's everywhere, right? He's never absent at any time or place. So he said the whole earth is his place of worship. So my mother, even when I was growing up, she taught us, and my grandmother too, you don't have to go to church, and they were right to serve God. They said you can work, serve God and worship God everywhere. They said when you leave home, talk to God. Everywhere when you go to work, talk to God. You talk to God all day long. You praise him all day long. God don't sustain us and protect us part of the day. He protects us all day. So why should you give him part worship? God gives us all his love. So why should he accept us giving him part worship? And it's part of our so-called love. That's hypocrisy. Almighty God, Allah said, if you're going to serve him, you have to submit your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole will and body, mind, and to him. And if you do that, you don't have to tell nobody. It ain't nobody's business no way. It's between you and your Creator. But if you live a good life, you don't have to go around talking your religion. It'll show in your life by your good deeds, your kindness, your love, your generosity, and your care for other human beings, and your care for even animals too. We're supposed to care for everything that Allah created. We are created human beings to be what you call caliphs or vice generals on the planet Earth. That is caretakers. But how can we take care of Allah's planet Earth when we don't even take care of ourselves and each other? We're killing off each other, and we're killing off the animal life with poisons in the air. That is, the government is doing this type thing to kill off the people. And the people themselves, by being ignorant of who their creator are, they're eating the wrong foods. They're reading the wrong things that won't lead them to life. That is literature of words. They're reading the wrong books. A lot of the majority, a great majority of the people, they rather watch porno movies, if I'm not saying it right. They like to watch sex movies rather than watch an educational program. And the kids, they even they got in cartoon sexual movies, movies suggesting sexual carnal pleasures or behavior. So we're in a totally ungodly world. And if we had saviors, why ain't they saved us yet? Why is the world continuously on a course of total annihilation, total destruction of human beings? Because you ain't, as human beings, the majority of you are not trying to save your own soul from your own selfish, carnal, ungodly desires. And until you do that, you won't have life here in this world, and you certainly won't have life after you're resurrected on the day of judgment. Because if you die a sinner in this world, an intentional sinner against the will of Allah, Allah says you will be resurrected as a sinner, and you will go to hell, guaranteed. And he said if you die submitting to his will, which is all good, that means you die living a good life, he said, you're guaranteed to go to heaven. Those are your two guarantees. You can't escape people, and time is short. History repeats itself. One of my friends, Billy Beloved's best friends, told me today that in North Carolina, they said they ain't had that much rain since the 1900s, early 1900s, 1919, something like that. And so you see that history, it comes back around and repeats itself. So Almighty God is telling us that if you don't change, then you're doomed to repeat the history of the past. And if you study the history of the past, all generations, they were all corrupt. This is what Allah said. They all followed their own evil ways, their own evil deeds, just like Sodom and Gomorrah in the time of Prophet Noah. The men preferred to have sex with men rather than women. And even the prophet told them, say, look, Almighty God, Allah created women for y'all, and if y'all want women, I'm a prophet of Allah. I'll help you get some women. And my daughter, if you stop that attitude, you want to live right according to your good, your godly nature, you're a man. I offer my daughter to you in marriage. And they told him, they was almost to kill him. I said, no, you know good well, we don't want no women. You know what we want. We want some men. So don't even try to offer us no more women. And they almost killed him, killed the man, the prophet, because the man wanted them to live according to their nature, and according to the nature Allah created them, which is to be a man. Not to be a woman, to be a man. You see? So everything that we see happening today, the evil and corruption, this ain't the first time. Allah said all past generations, they lived the same way. They were lewd. They didn't follow the will of Allah. When he sent his prophets and messengers to them, they didn't follow and obey them. They tried to kill them. Tell them, oh, get on out of here. Y'all talking that old magic, old witchcraft. And they did all of this so that they could just go on in their sin and justify their own evil ways, which inevitably came back on them and destroyed them. because Almighty Allah said the end of evil is evil. You can't do evil and get good out of evil. It never will happen, people. That's insanity to even think that you can keep doing evil, but you're going to get good results. So you know Almighty Allah say the evil results of past generations destroyed them. Their evil deeds came back on them. They reaped what they sowed. They sowed evil, and they reaped evil, and it destroyed them, all of them. And Almighty Allah say the generation that we live in the 21st century, the evil results of our evil deeds will soon overtake and destroy us too. With that said, I'm going to stop at this time and greet you in the greetings of peace and turn it back over to the co-host. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. It comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to 11:45. So you can join us anytime. Anytime, if you think you're late, you're not late until after 11:45. Then that's when you will be too late to join us. But until then, you're on from 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 and spread the word. And we want to also remind you that this broadcast is a show that's being given by Imam Shahid Shabazz and his wife, co-host Isla Abdullah. We're sacrificing to pay a monthly fee to bring this show to you. Any donation that you would like to give to have the show continued, we would certainly appreciate it. And not only that, we do outreach work, and we have many people who are reaching out, and we're the same with them. You know, we, as long as we have food in our mouths and clothing on our back and a roof over our head, whatever else we have, we it's somebody else's. It's to share. You know, we have our bills paid. Sometimes we don't have our bills paid when we find somebody else and they're really in urgent or need or have an emergency, and we see that they're really telling us the truth. We will reach into that money we have for our bills to try to help them to get on their feet, because this is the way we believe we have to be. I remember when we were little children, if anybody needed anything then, when I was little, anybody came to my mother and said they need it, she didn't turn them off and say, I don't have it, which majority of times she really didn't have. She gave what she did have. She looked and checked to make sure, and then she would call around to other people in the neighborhood to find out if anyone had what that person was in need of or could help that person in any way. Today, people immediately, before you open your mouth or reach out your hand for help for anything, they turn their backs on you. Get away from me. No, I don't have nothing. Don't be asking me for anything. Get out there and get yours. Like I got mine. So it is the time that we're living in. It's really a terrible time. And it's time, the time of death more than life, as you can see. Because life comes from the spirit of our Creator, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has taught us and is teaching us, that life comes from the spirit within you that your Creator put in you when you were born. He breathed it into you, and it gave you life. And life is living, is giving, is doing, is good. Life is of good. When you don't do good, when you go and you do what you want to do, when you develop ugly, negative attitudes about people and things and think that you're an almighty God, somebody special that's been put on earth that's better than the other person, then you're not living anymore. That's not life. You're among the dead. That's the evil way of life. The evil way of life is death. Wrongdoing is death. You're death. So you die while you're on earth by the deeds, your evil deeds, your wrong deeds that you do. Before you die, your physical death, you've already died your spiritual death, and you might as well not have a physical death, living in evilness and wickedness and destroying yourself and doing harm to yourself and others on earth. So, people, I was reading today in the Holy Quran, in Surah 11, I believe it was, these two ayats, and it got me to thinking as usual. I'm constantly thinking of studying Quran and thinking and observing using it as a guide, and which is supposed to be used as a guide to keep me on the right path, to keep me aware and alert of evil, wicked, deceptive evilness of Shaitan. If we give man a taste of mercy from ourselves and then withdraw it from him, behold, he is in despair and falls into blasphemy. So I know the Creator blessed you. We're given so many people say are blessed. We are blessed here just to breathe and wake up. But these people, they must consider materialism their blessing. Well, yes, in a way it is. It gives you comfort and make it easier for you on earth and helps you to live in a more convenient and pleasant mind. So when the Lord God, the Creator, gives him this, then they are in their heaven for real. And they began to become arrogant, many of them, and think that they are God. Look at what I got. Look at what I have. Then Allah takes it away from them. Oh, my goodness. They stop using all kinds of foul language and all, and cursing and saying evil words and things about the Creator. And because he took this away, he couldn't be no God taking this away from me. Why don't I have this? Why can't I have that? No. I go, I pray to him, arrogant, very arrogant, and evil they become, because they can't have things their way. They see themselves as God, and they start to saying there is no God, because why? Because that's not the way life should be. I don't see it that way, and I don't believe it, because, no, I'm not accepting that, because I want this, and I want that. So man becomes evil, but when you give him a favor again, then the good starts coming back to him again and all. Oh, he praises himself for it. He's the one that did this. Look at what I got. Look at what I have. Look at what I did. Man, I might be down, but, you know, I'm going to get myself up in time. He's going to get done nothing, changed to nothing, less be able to breathe this air. And be here and talking about what he's going to get. And I've just noticed, listening to the news, I go on Facebook sometimes, you know. I'm a Facebook person, yes, but I'm not the gossiping people on Facebook. People say, I don't want to go on Facebook. They don't talk about nothing. Well, you are in control of your own page on Facebook. Now, if you allow somebody on there who's just going to gossip about this and do idle talk, talking about nothing, wasting your time. So you have to read something that's nothing. See pictures that you really don't want to see. You know, some people, they get excited. Oh, it's like they're a movie star to be on Facebook. So they got to just show themselves all over the place, doing this, doing that, going here, going there, and every detail of their life of the day. They have to throw it on, take a camera, throw it on Facebook, you see. And that's because they are not used to being recognized, to be seen. They want to be in the forefront, and this is their way of being seen and in the forefront. So they abuse the privilege of being able to be on Facebook and use Facebook. They discourage people by having them on there and want to come on Facebook because they think everybody else is like that. Because they see this person or that person gossiping and showing off and talking about himself, talking about others, or what they're going to do. Something insignificant, unimportant, dead talk is what we call it. That's, again, that's a word, death. Dead talk, you know. Nothing productive and constructive, nothing about the world and what's going on. But you can get that good talk, that good information about the world and what's going on Facebook, you know, to keep you alert and aware and let you know what you can do to help and assist and to help overcome the wrong with the evil and bring about the good on earth. So you get that information too, but it's according to who you bring on your Facebook. If you bring those who are going to discuss the good and present articles on what's going on that's good and what's happening that needs to be changed in the world that we all need to think about and help, then you'll get that. We had some You know, this is the, what they call the last day, the time, they call it the time of all evil. Things are worse than ever because of the signs all here now, showing us that we all will be returning physically, our physical bodies will be returning to our Creator soon. That's what most want to see it as, you know. So they are on, there's all so much going on. And they say in the last days, there'll be more evil than ever on earth. People's minds would be demented. They'd be doing crazy acts and things that they've never done before. And Imam Shahid Shabazz, he teaches us on this, on just about every broadcast, reminding us of the time we're living in. So I had some good articles came on my page because that's what I accept from those that I choose to accept on my page. And one of someone had presented this article about a defenseless three-year-old child, okay, what this man had done to him, to show you the cruelty of the people. The child's mother works for this company, and she had a co-worker in this company, and so she would go and pick a child up after daycare and take it to work with her. Well, this co-worker took a picture of the child at daycare and put it on Facebook, sent it out to all his friends, and they started teasing and making mockery of the child and calling it all kind of foul, offensive names. And the child was a three-year-old African-American black child. And they even brought pictures and put up there talking about this three-year-old child on his Facebook page about him being like Sambo. And they're making a joke out of the child of this lady who works for this company. Well, it got back to them somehow, and of course, they ended up firing this man. But that goes to show the sick mentality and the evilness and weakness of the people today. And that race, somebody said racism still exists, and unfortunately, that's true. The good exists, but this evil exists. It's going to exist in the men. Like they say, the devil will fight, and he will go down fighting. Evil is going to go down fighting. It's not giving up its evil. It's not going to allow good to come in. Good has to fight as bad or harder than evil to bring about the change and come about and bring good back on earth. People, those who say we're good, it's going to come from you. Everything is done through man on earth. Man, you have man that people call men, but from the evil, and like I said, they're dead. So they're called jinns when they're doing the evil. They look, walk, and talk like men, but their conduct suggests that they're not men. A human man, if a human being, is of good. He has his good nature that the Creator gave to him in him. So he's about doing good things on earth, good deeds. But those who are doing other than that, and we see them and we know who they are, they have become of a jinn nature, the evil nature. So they are considered the jinn, you know. They are here to destroy the good. So anyway, there was another picture that someone else showed that came on my Facebook page of this Muslim sister who had a big black eye that her husband, where he had beat her up and given her, the eye was all swollen and black. And we have a lot of this going on today of wife abuse. And in some cases, even the husband is being abused, but in most cases, it's still wife abuse. Doing harm to the wife, beating her up, treating her like she's his slave or a servant or something, instead of his equal and his mate, his partner, to help him and for them both to work together to have a better life. He's there abusing her and getting taking out his frustration and anger for her and beating her up. Evil, because we refuse to live. We refuse to have life. We refuse to give up this world and its wickedness. And then, again, here's another one that reflects how racism still exists today, even in the action of the law officers. As we know, brothers, we've seen how many of our African-American boys have been shot and killed, and even some young ladies killed lately. It's sort of quiet down now. We thank our Creator for that blessing. But it was showing about this young white man who went into the school in Oregon and shot up all these people. I think he shot maybe about 15, about 9 or 12 or something. He had passed a few days there in critical condition. And they were showing how they simply went and got him and handcuffed him. But the African-American man here who stole some cigarettes, him, put him in the next show, slammed him on the ground, face down on the ground, and did a neck choke on him for just selling cigarettes. So that goes to show. The treatment tells you what the feelings of that person is, how they feel about you. They treat you the way that they feel about you. And one of the most saddest things, and it has nothing to do with race, we have evil in all races, and this goes to show. It has nothing to do with race. This was over in Kenya, I believe it was, over in another country. And this a young lady, her name was Suan, and she was going to school, having to take care of her family. They were, of course, poor people, and she was the one who was the main breadwinner for her family. Beautiful young 21-year-old sister, Muslim sister, woman. She was attacked by this man who threw acid into her face and totally deformed her into a monster, abyssal, into a monstrous-looking individual. It was so sad they had that on Facebook. What had acid done to her? But Allah blessed her to survive that. So they're trying to, she's still in critical condition. They're asking for donations for her. They are hoping and praying. So we ask everyone to please put this young lady in our prayers that was attacked by this man who threw acid on her and deformed her face. Can do what we can do, all of us, to help find out more about this. If you can't, you go on Facebook and you see it on your page. I should have written here the name of the place, GoFundMe. That was the website that you go. It was GoFundMe was the website that they had sent you to assist and help this lady. But it was so sad. At least keep her in your prayers. Her name is Suad. And we pray that Allah will just completely undo all this evil significance of deforming her face and figure like this and bring her back to the most beautiful person that she was before this all happened to her. But this people is showing us how man has gone far off course, and how he is just doing nothing but destroying stuff, nothing but evil. I mean, you hear more evil than you do good. We know the good is here, or the majority of us would not be here, but it would be much worse than what it is. But evil is far spread, far wide, all over now, and it's worse than ever. And this is what they call the last days, when evil seems to outweigh the good in life. So we want to strive to bring back our true life, bring back that good, by doing good deeds, by repenting, by believing and knowing that there is a creator. There is a creator who created all life. And we are supposed to submit to his will. He has given us the pattern of life that he has chosen, which is the best way of life to live. And we are to follow his pattern, his way, and live a good life, not just for ourselves, but always thinking of others and seeing ourselves as one human creation. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. Want for that other person. Share, give, and try to help the other person if he's not living the life that you are living. And anyone that comes to you reaching out for help, it's none of their business what they're going to do. It's because who's in charge? The Creator. The angels are recording. They are going to have to pay for the wrong that they do. But if they really look like they're in need and they ask you, everyone has a little change, a few pennies. You don't have to be, you can be poor than poor and have a little change left in your pocket from the day that you spent something with and they gave you back a few pennies. You can put in this cup to help him. You have to learn how to reach out and help one another in life. And you will get blessings for that. From the sincerity of your heart and getting to want to help that person, your intentions you'll be blessed for. And we want to always, because that would just make us a better person, a more aware person of others in life. And that is, life is not just our life, it's everyone's life on earth that we are concerned about. And each of us are responsible. We are our mirrors for each other's life. So now I'm going to stop and give the broadcast back to Imam Shahid Shabazz. And remind you again that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. It comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Join us. If you really enjoy our program, our broadcast, please spread the word so others will join likewise. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much, co-hosts, and those were very beautiful, eloquent, inspiring words, not only for me, but for anybody that have a sincere heart and understanding. I would like to say, by following up with the co-host, my beautiful wife, that we can see the evil overtaking humanity ourselves. I mean, you don't have to have an education. Even Stevie Wonder can see the evils that's going on. Why? Because evil, you don't just see with your eyes, but you also feel evil. But this man, he cannot see physically, but he writes so many songs that teach you about what real life is, and they call him a genius. But the reason they call him a genius is because every human being is a genius when they follow the spirit of Allah inside of them, like Stevie Wonder. This man lives on the inside because he don't see what's on the outside, so he's closer to Almighty God, Allah, than most of us who can see physically with our mortal eyes. Because what we're seeing with our mortal eyes, it's not real. But what Stevie Wonder can see on the inside of his body, the world of Almighty God Allah, the unseen world, I'm so happy for Stevie Wonder. So physical blindness is not the real blindness, people. Spiritual and mental blindness is the real blindness. So if you want to see reality, you don't look outside. If you want to see reality, look inside. Reality is unseen. Allah, the creator of reality, is unseen. His world is unseen. This is why we are taught in Islam, al-Islam, the Muslims, we are taught that the first thing we have to do to come into faith and come back to our faith in Allah is first we have to fear Allah. And then the next thing is to believe in the unseen. Why is it in that order? First of all, if I don't fear Allah, just like when I was doing wrong, you know, I didn't have fear of Allah at that time. But I'll tell you one thing about me that's probably different about most people on the planet. Even though I didn't see Allah, believe it or not, I still fear Allah because in my heart, I didn't fear going to jail as much as I feared going to hell. And I feared Allah, and I'm telling you, I was raised up that way. People may think hell is a joke. Well, you know, I don't see why we got hell on earth right now. All this evil going on every day, like my wife said, these horrific things people doing to other human beings, that's not natural. That's not life. Even the Christians say, are those that are Christians that are sincere, say in the Bible, say the wages of sin is death, and the gift of Allah, or God, is eternal life. Now, if you all believe that, that will save you right there. You'll come away from your sin. You're not going to get life out of sin, people. You get life out of good. You get life out of righteousness. Almighty God, Allah, is all good. He's all righteous. So you're not going to get good unless you sincerely submit to his divine righteousness. his divine good. And again, I want to emphasize that we as people, I want to emphasize this first. African-American people, I'm speaking to you all now in particular. You know, we've been in this country as African-American people over almost 600 years. What we have to do is go back to the roots. You know, there's a title of a show that I want to speak on, and the title will be Roots. The Muslim experience in America and the black experience in America. We have to go back as so-called black people, so-called African-American people, and realize that we were not brought to the United States of America by choice. We were brought here by force. Most people came here by choice. We did not. And this is what most African Americans fail to realize. Why wasn't we brought here by choice? Or why didn't we come here by choice? Excuse me. Okay. When everybody forced you to do something, anytime, again, I won't emphasize, you're forced to do something, then that person who are forcing you got ulterior motive. They got something bad they got in store for you. That's why they're forcing you. If it wasn't bad, they wouldn't force you. Almighty God Allah to confirm and back me up, say, let there be no compulsion compelling people in religion to force people to accept him. He don't even force us to accept him. So why did these white, so-called white people force us here in slavery? To oppress us, to use us, to build up this country for themselves. They didn't have the education. They didn't know how to survive. They were dying out. They went over to Africa and seen that we were people who were wise, building pilgrimage, which today they can't understand how we were able to do that. All the sciences of the world, we were in accord with our creator, Allah. We knew what the stars meant to us, the moon, the sun, and we didn't have time like the white man gave us an hour, 24 hours in a day. We weighed through time or looked at time according to the recurring cycle of the moon and the sun, the stars. They guided us at sea. We followed the natural laws of Almighty God Allah. We were the wisest people on the planet. I'm talking about the black people. Long before the coming of Prophet Muhammad, black people in Africa, they built pyramids. They were still spiritual people. Why Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, was created in Africa. That's why they call Africa the mother of civilization, or the motherland. Because every human being on the planet comes from Africa. And I want to share this with you all, too, because it's been shared with me in my study. You know, I used to wonder about how do people get their colors. You know, some people are this shade. And in school, I'm going to go back to elementary school. I was fascinated when in art class the teacher told us, I didn't get it at first. Some of the other kids, they got it before me. And they were like laughing at me because I didn't get it. But she said, Gerald, she said, you're not going to get any other color until you mix black in the color, and then that's going to give you other colors. So she said the base that you got to use to get any other color out to make your picture, you got to use black as the base. Now, that is on a physical level, but that's scientific. Everything, first of all, that's created come out of darkness into light. Everything. So even people's skin color, Almighty Allah brought people, all people come from a black father and a black mother, Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve is the mother and father of white people, Jews, light-skinned Arabs, light-skinned people, Spanish people, light-skinned black people. It doesn't matter how light you are, your mother and father is black. And you got races people in all races, the light-skinned people discriminate against the dark-skinned people. They look down on us like we are lesser than they are. And what they do, don't know they're doing, they're looking down on their own mother and father. See, I know I'm one of their fathers. And then most of them are intimidated by me, not because I'm mean, not because I come around them and boasting and arrogant. No, they know I know who I am. And that's the problem with black people in America. Black people in America, African Americans, don't know who they are. So therefore, by not knowing who they are, they don't know how to act, how to behave. And this is something my wife shared with me back here a while back, and it made so much sense. I was talking about, you know, opera or music, and I was saying to her, you know, that's white people music. And she said, you don't know what you're talking about. She said, that music is not white people music, that's black people music. And, you know, she was right. I've done studying extensively. It's on the Hidden Colors movie, the men, them scholars winging it out, one man in particular, said that music comes from Africa. And they had those harp-looking things and turned them into pianos. But they say, and the music wasn't designed just for white people to go sit up and blacks trying to act white and listen to somebody just hollering and singing, going on like that. No, the music was designed to heal the human being's mind, body, and soul that the Africans came up with and they call opera today. Look at the movie's Hidden Colors. If you don't have them, people, put it up on your computer. Hidden Colors, part one, part two, and part three. Just disregard anything on there that's not the truth, but most of it's the truth. But there's a segment on there where one guy, maybe several, say that the black people, we are gods. We're no gods. Say because we were created first, we are gods. Who, if we're gods, then why was we created? That don't even make sense. So just disregard any ignorance on those CDs, but it's more truth on there. Just get the truth and ignore the ignorance. But black people, African Americans, you want to be free? Do you really want to be free? Now, my answer now, this is my personal answer. I say most of you do not want to be free. We've been here for almost 600 years. Why ain't you free? You ain't got no shackles on your feet no more. Is that really slavery? When our forefathers were in slavery 300 years ago, 400 years ago, was that the real slavery? No. The real slavery is ignorance. In slavery, they like a skillful surgeon, they went inside our mind, our brain, our heart and soul. And they put fear in us. They beat us. They cut us up. They stopped the baby when the women, our African American women, was having babies. They let the baby. This happened recently, not just back 100 years ago. Some part of the United States, I think it was in South Carolina. They say they killed this black woman's husband unjustly, and she went down to the court protesting. And down, I think it was in South Carolina, and say they drug her out of the court, say, you don't know your place, nigga. And they call her bitch, of course. They, yeah, they did. And they took her out into the woods and hung her up by her hand. And what they did, she was about to conceive a baby. They cut her belly open. This thing, I think, about 60 years ago. Cut her belly open and let the baby drop out on the ground and stop the baby. Now, slavery is over. Right now, they got what's called stand your ground law. The government of the United States, what that means is white people got the right to kill black people if they just say they were suspicious of them doing something to them. They looked like they was going to do something to them. They felt like it. They give them the right to just kill them. Shoot them down. And that young man up in New York, I'll never forget, Armadillo or whatever his name was, the Muslim brother, the police, didn't even know, and they got the wrong man, shot him for nothing, and then after they shot him, them old crackers, them old devilish crackers and Jews, took a mop stick, I think it was, and jerked up the man's rectum. Now, you're going to tell me slavery is over, and that ain't been too long ago. And I can go on and on. So, you black people around here, especially you ones that we call the house Negro. You know, back in slavery, they had what's called the house Negro and the field Negro, you know, like El Hodge or Malcolm X said. And, you know, the house Negro stayed in the house with the slave master, and they stayed in the attic or the basement, and they ate the food like the master ate. That was the leftovers, what the master gave them leftover. But at least they ate better than us, the field Negroes. And, you know, the house Negro loved this master, the white man, more than the white man loved the staff. And you still got that same plantation mentality here today. You got more of it today than you had 400 years ago. While these blacks, Uncle Tom bought out, sell out blacks, working in the government, working in these hospitals, corporations, they're in these places. They treat black people, their own people, supposedly, worse than they do anybody else. And I'm not saying they should treat other people bad, but how can you get other people to love you like most black people in this country want white people to love them, want white people to accept them as being an American, and that ain't going to never happen. They didn't bring us here with the intent for us to be equal American citizens. They brought us here to be American animals. They treat us like animals. They brought us here like cattle. Had us packed in them ships like you pack chickens in coops to ship them from one place to another to get slaughtered to be put on the market for food to eat. And that's all they consider us today, as commerce, wealth. Why black people in this country, and I know it to be a fact, we're the biggest consumers for everybody else. If we have everybody else live good to the expense of spending all our money for us to go down. And then we wonder why we go down. And we don't invest with ourselves. We don't invest in black business. We invest in money, especially those that get rich and millionaires, basketball players, movie stars. They take that money and let the Jews control it, and they use that money to help keep black people poor, huh? So eventually they can exterminate black people. There's a plan. They had that plan when they come over here. So I don't have that long. The show is cut short now. I don't know if we have any guests to come on. But if we don't, I hope you all enjoyed the program today. I hope you reflect on what we said today. Slavery is not over for black people in particular, and it's not over for people. But we want to deal with black people first, because I still believe that the black men and women of America have been chosen by the Creator and allowed to be mistreated and go through the worst of slavery that any human beings on earth have went through, for us to rise up and save the world from self-destruction. But we first have to save ourselves from our own destruction that the white man has miseducated us and taught us to destroy ourselves. It's called divide and conquer. And Willie Lynch was a slave master. He's the one that came up with that, he said, foolproof plan that all the other slave masters, he said, if you use it, hey, you'll have the slaves. They won't be slaves just temporary. You'll have them indefinitely. They'll remain slaves until they die, faithful slaves to you. And you won't have to kill them. After you get all the work and use of them, they'll kill themselves. They'll genocide themselves with this foolproof guide that I'm giving you. Fool, F-O-O-L. We've been fooled. We've been tricked. We've been bamboozled. We've been had. We've been took as African-American people. And it's time for us to take our life back. If you want it, you got to take it back, because the one that took it ain't going to give it back to you. You got to take it back with the right education, the correct education, and that is in the Holy Quran. And I guarantee you, if you read the Holy Quran, you and your sincere, it's the only book on the planet that will bring you back to where you were before you were brought here to America as slaves. That's free Muslims, free to live and be not just equal with these American people, but be their superior. Who's the president of the United States? That's a sign right there. You think they wanted President Obama to be the president, the first black president, these white people? Hell no. That was called divine intervention, people. And that's a sign of the time, too. Those that were last will be made first, and those that were first will be made last. 1 minute, people. I'm going to let the co-host close out. And I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, my beautiful listening audience, for joining us today. Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabbar, for those beautiful, beautiful teachings today. And I pray that you've taken something back with you to make you really, really think. We want you to invite others to join us next week, same time, 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, 10:30 to 11:45. May Allah God bless you with a continuous, peaceful, and pleasant day. And until next weekend, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.